Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's Morning 16 Legal Shield conference call. We've got a really exciting call lined up for you guys tonight. I know a trainer and a speaker. I'm really looking forward to hearing and learning from myself. One of the top recruiters and business builders in the entire company, so I'm really excited to be able to hear and learn from him a little bit later on. So I really encourage you all, before we really get into the meat of the call, to make sure you have a pad and a pen and a pencil so you guys can take some really good diligent notes. Just a couple of quick reminders to everyone, you know, the $100 promotion, it's just good through the end of the month, so really need to take advantage of that wonderful gift that the company has given us to really explore our business in the summer months and take advantage of that $100 associate fee to help people launch their businesses during this time of year. So really want to really encourage you all to get the Performance Club points knocked out early. I want to see just a massive amount of more successful associates next summer when we go to the Ritz-Carlton in Jamaica. And the only way to do that is not only to be in Performance Club, guys, but you really need to strive for a minimum, really, 10 to 15 points a month. So, you know, there's plenty of time left to do that, but let's not wait till last week to try to hurry and finish those off. Let's get those knocked out as quickly as possible because I promise you it will be worth it. Just talk to any associate that's ever been on one of the company trips or any associate that just came back from an all-expense-paid trip to Cancun, and, you know, it's definitely once worth it. It's a once-in-a-lifetime, but we've got to get those players, those performance club points, knocked out. We need to knock them out right away. But to get things kicked off tonight, I'd like to go straight out to Ada, Oklahoma, to an original Millionaire Club member, a Platinum Four executive director, a $500,000 income earner. But most importantly, he's my mentor in my football, Mr. Ken Moore. Papa, are you there?
Yes, I am, Jeremy. I tell you what, you really talk a lot about Jamaica. I think it made a great impression on you. And who else was down there with you now on our team?
David and Gene Peterman were there for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know this is exciting for you. It was exciting for them. But I would like to see tons of our people go this next time down in Jamaica. What a thing to say. You've been to Jamaica and everybody's all expenses paid for. I tell you, that is what you call a trip of a lifetime. You know, Jeremy, this next speaker, I am so proud to just know. A great family man, great personality, good Christian, great trainer, motivator extraordinaire, number one top recruiter. In fact, I was on the call today, was sitting down recruiting again today, executive director, doing a great job down in South Carolina, down in Savannah, Georgia, over in Florida, just all over. It's our honor and privilege to have tonight our friend and our team member, Mr. Tony Barkley.
Good evening, Mr. Moore. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you loud and clear, Tony. We're anxious to hear you.
Well, listen, man, I appreciate it so much, Mr. Moore. Good evening to the Moore Success team, the Moore Success family. You know, Streets and I are just absolutely, you know, we're just flat out excited and honored to be on this team, the best team in the company, no question. And we're excited to also be selected as the guest speaker and trainer on tonight's leadership call. You know, Mr. Ken Moore, Mr. Randy, Mr. Jeremy, again, thanks so much for all that you and the family has done to make our journey to success a reality and not just a dream. And, you know, team, for the past couple weeks, quite naturally, we've had some incredible leaders on this training call, legends throughout the company, even many executive directors, platinums, and Millionaire Club members on this team. You know, from a technical standpoint, I think in the past couple of weeks, you've got some really goodies on the business of this company. You know, tonight I want to appeal to your heart. I really, really want to talk to you about some things that you could bring on board and employ in your business model that could help you build a business of associates. So, like Mr. Moore said, maybe you take some notes. I know we have some old-timers on the call. Maybe it'll rekindle the flame. of what started the business for you and building a team, but definitely take some notes. You know, the great Andrew Carnegie, the great steel magnate turned billionaire turned philanthropist, said it best. He said, Mr. Moore, you must first capture and keep the heart of a man before his brain can do its best. You know, I just think that's one of the most powerful things that we should remember in this great industry, network marketing. You know, it's just so true in building associates. So tonight we're going to talk about these three main things, okay? And like you said, take notes. We're going to talk about partnership and building towards a new direct team. We're going to talk about building new directs and the mindset you might have with that while training a new team. But I can tell you what I'm really excited about when it talks about the building people and recruiting people is the journey. And all three of those are going to be centered around heart power. You know, first on the list is partnership. You know, part of the Legal School's core commitments is stretching yourself and finding and selecting a workout partner. You know, no man or woman is an island by him or herself, and workout partners are phenomenal. A lot of us on the call, we have them. But I would also like to add that maybe you should take your partner, your girlfriend or your boyfriend or your fiancé, your husband, make them a true partner in the business. Have them go along for the journey with you. Now, of course, we per se can't get them out there marketing and selling memberships, but I think that if we could get them on board, get them to buy into your vision, get them to buy into why you signed up as an associate and what it's going to do for the family business, I think that's good things going to happen. And so we have a great supportive partner. I know without a great supportive partner, it's an uphill climb. And I believe the best partner in Legal Shield, no question, is my wife, Sharif. Now, I know Mr. Moore and some other leaders might argue that point. They got some great partners. But think about this now. You know, 15 years ago, a lot of folks don't know my story, but here it is in a nutshell. 15 years ago, I lost my job. Couldn't find work. It was a tough recession. After I lost the job, I then lost the house. It's called foreclosure. After foreclosure, then I lost one of my cars. The repo man couldn't find the other one because I was sleeping in that. I became homeless. I couldn't take care of my kids. They had to stay with the parents. But, you know, I wanted my life back. Team, I wanted to get involved, and I wanted to control my destiny, my future, my income. So I joined this great industry called network marketing. Didn't know what I was doing. I had to be coachable like many of you on the call are. And, you know, after starting from scratch with no real income, 6 months after being in the industry with another company, I earned $100,000 in income. The second year, $200,000. The third year, $300,000. And, you know, I decided after building that business, got a little burnt out. I left the business to build my own personal development coaching firm. And trust me, I'm going somewhere with this, so just bear with me. But see, after starting that coaching firm, I wasn't 100% happy. I missed the industry. I missed the relationship building. I missed the recruiting and training. But then I was blessed to find a Mr. Moore. And when I found him in the company, I was going to follow him and start all over again. What did I have to do? I had to start rebuilding a team. I had to start spending time with people. I had to start pouring into them daily. I had to start working hard towards executive director and platinum. But see, here's the question. What partner, before I introduce her, what partner in their right mind will stick around when you have nothing, you built something great, you gave it up and lost it all, and then you start all over again from scratch? I could tell you what type of partner before we go into it. A partner like a Shirlene Moore, a partner like Ms. Pat Moore, a partner like Ms. Stephanie Moore. But I know I have a blessing of a woman, an angel from above, my lovely bride, Sharice Barkley. I'm going to pass the call over to you. Maybe you can share a word or two with us on partnership and building new directs on our team. Sharice, the call is all yours.
Thank you, Tony. I truly, truly appreciate those kind words. I want to thank the Moore Success Team for having us host this call. It is such an honor, and I will definitely be brief. I won't take up too much time. But I just wanted to talk about teamwork in partnership for just a few minutes, building your teamwork while building your partnership. Again, like Tony was saying, when we first started, Tony couldn't find work. but then he was introduced to a business module of network marketing. He was invited out to a meeting. He came home that evening. He was super excited, as many partners out there can imagine, your other partner coming back souped up and ready to run circles around something that they really just got a glimpse of, and you're trying to explain that to the other partner. So I sat intently, and I was excited from his excitement. You know, I said, you know, this is something that he can really sink his teeth into, and so whatever it is, I'm gung-ho. I'm right behind him. And then eventually I got to go to one of those meetings that he went to, and I saw exactly what he's seen. I've seen an opportunity to build wealth for your own family and taking over, building a family, your family name versus your company, whoever you're working for. And I said, you know what, this is really exciting. I started asking certain things, you know, what is it that you need me to do? How can I help out? Where do I need to pitch in? And so, you know, it kind of started with first realizing that this company, which is now Legal Shield Company, has a lot of things that is very exciting for families, individuals, business owners, group people, everyone. Everyone in this country needs and deserves what we have, and they actually can afford it. So I first started out by sending out little thank you notes to the members that Tony came across. And then as he started building the team with the associates, I started sending out welcome cards to the associates and learning the business for myself, going out, picking up a few tips, you know, stepping out of my comfort zone and start talking to people and prospecting them myself. As I started learning the business, going to different meetings, actually doing one-on-one presentations, some of these things he asked me to do, some of these things I just kind of put my toe out there, and a lot of partners, you know, they really kind of don't know what to do. And sometimes you might, you know, you got to fall down just like a baby. You got to crawl before you learn how to walk. And if you're interested in doing something, maybe just give it a shot, give it a try. And if you fall down, you got your parents or you got your partner or the most experienced person there to help you, lead you to what you're really trying to do. So that turned into, you know, training the team and having associations with the partners. So then I was able to go out and build relationships with the partners as well as the associates, getting to learn their families, getting to learn their children, inviting them out to dinner, inviting them out to our home, just building a strong relationship with them. There was something that we had learned early on in our business. Someone will quit on a boss or they will quit on a friend. And so we went out and built friendships with the associates that we have, and then they will stick around and build friendships with their associates. And with that, I just wanted to turn the call back over to Tony Barclay, the love of my life, our ED of the Ambassadors of Hope. Tony, I'm going to turn it back over to you.
Well, thanks, Sharice. I was going to say the check is in the mail, but heck, I think I could just bring it upstairs to you. So, Mr. Moore, can you hear me okay, sir?
I hear you loud and clear, Tony.
All right, great job, Sharice.
You know what? You're very, as you said, you're very fortunate to have such a wonderful wife as I do have, and many others on this call are partners. You're right on target, Sharice. Thank you, my love. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Well, as you continue the training team. Here's topic number two, and as I mentioned, we won't be extremely long because, again, if we keep the main thing, remember we are in the people business. See, we're not in the legal business. Our attorneys do that. We're not in the financial business. We're in the people business. And these are the things, starting with partnership, that's key in building direct leads. Because there's nothing worse, again, than recruiting a brand-new associate. They're excited about you. You're excited about them. They go home. And unfortunately, because the relationships were not built, that person does not fulfill their goals in the business. Well, here's training topic number two. You know, I believe in finding and building directs, okay? We're talking about this. You know, each and every one of us, we're independent business associates. We're business owners of Legal Shield, if you will. And in our hands, we have what everybody needs, what everybody wants, and what everybody can afford within our membership. But here's what I believe. I believe there's people in Oklahoma. I believe there's people in Texas and South Carolina and Georgia and Alabama and Tennessee and Florida and Pennsylvania, Utah, people all over the country in your marketplace looking to be part of something larger than themselves. They want to buy into your vision while you started Legal Shield. They want to go into that journey to success with you. See, people, I believe, are sick and tired of being sick and tired. They're sick of writing check to cover check, robbing Peter, pay Paul. They're sick of looking good but being broke. People right now are looking for hope. See, you with the Legal Shield, this income opportunity could change the lives of so many people. So how do we do this? How do we find these people? Well, first thing you got to do, I believe, is you got to buy into your leader's vision. I completely have bought into the Moore family vision and how they want to continue to build this company. I completely sold out to the family and that leadership. I think the other thing is you got to do after that, go talk to somebody. Well, how do you talk to somebody? Again, I know some of this is elementary, but just bear with me. I think when we're out there talking to people to get them to want to follow us to build a team, we got to smile. We have to say hello. We might want to ask if they could use extra income in that order. Then we're going to exchange information, and then we're just going to call and invite them. I think it's really that simple. And, of course, the company has great scripts that they use. But, again, if we just smile, there's a saying. A person without a smile should never open shop. We should always smile. Say hello, ask them to use extra income, exchange the info, and call and invite them. So, Sharice and I have developed and coached and trained two directors, Mr. Moore, two that you've met and spoke with, Mr. Jackson, out of Pennsylvania, Ms. Shauna Starks Allen out in Georgia. Both of them on track to become EDs in the next 2 months. Many of senior associates and managers right behind them, and we all did that within 8 months. Here's how we did it. We call it the catch and release. It's very simple. Catching is nothing more than just recruiting them. Releasing them is just releasing them into the company system. Come on now. We got basic trainings all throughout our marketplaces. We don't need to be the basic training. Send them to the experts to get basic training. I think that we need to get them involved with the private business reception. Set them things right away. Let's get them into the local meetings. Let's get them plugged into the regional meetings with many of these great leaders on the call are hosting and conducting. But here it is. I think this is the secret. I think that if we spend time with them, if we sell them the dream, I think that's where the secret is. Sell them the dream of what it's going to look like. See, they're the same. We don't have to necessarily have the lifestyle of Mr. Moore right now, but we talk about the lifestyle as if it is. And so that's the key with that. I want to introduce a director of mine. This gentleman, Moore Success Family, I believe is on record pace to do something great. You know, sometimes you meet somebody that is just, they're just eating up with winning. They have that look in their eye that they want to be somebody. They have that look that if you just give them a shot, they'll take it. And this gentleman, Mr. Jesse Cole, I believe is that guy. He and his lovely wife, Sally, I believe in August, they'll be a director. He'll tell you his story and how well he's doing so far. I think that in October, easily, he'll be on his way to ED. So, Mr. Jesse Cole, if you're on the line, tell us what you're excited about, how you got involved, and where you see yourself going.
Yes, sir. Mr. Barkley, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can.
Sir, first of all, I want to say thank you, Mr. Moore, Mr. Barkley, for not only the opportunity to get me on the phone tonight, but let me be a part of the great success team and family. It's really been an honor. I want to let you know, about 35 days ago, I was working at my job for 13 years, and Mr. Tony Barkley came up to the door, pulled up his brand-new BMW convertible back. I was like, man, this guy got the car. I was like, man, got to stop something. Came up to me, asked me if I need the opportunity to make some extra money, just by telling people a great service and helping them out. I said, yeah, here's my card, read it, you like my bio, call me back. If not, you have a good day. I said, oh, okay, thank you, sir. I read his bio. That night I texted him. I said, sir, I love your bio. I look forward to talking to you. He called me back a few days later and said, you know what, come meet me. I sat down in front of him. He said, look, first at it. I said, yes, sir. I've been on the phone all day with his phone company, back and forth by a phone I already bought and I never got. He said, you know what? Why don't you call your lawyer and have him write a letter or make a phone call on your behalf? I said, lawyer? I don't have a lawyer. I don't need money for a lawyer. You know, needless to say, he's playing opportunities, Legal Shield for me, the service that provided. The whole time he's talking to me, I'm just thinking, man, I could have used that. My best friend could use this the whole time he's explaining to me. He didn't ask me if I had a great service and had opportunity to share with people. what type of person I would be if I didn't share it. I told him the type of person my parents didn't raise. So I was like, needless to say, I joined the team for the opportunity. Everybody has a great story of how they got started. But the best story is about what happened after I got started. The time that Coach Tony spent with me, what he's done for me since then. I came home, I told my wife I was super excited. Of course, my wife didn't know what I was talking about, didn't have any buy-in. I told Coach that. Coach said, you know what? Tomorrow, me and my wife will sit down with you, and we're going to have a meeting with your wife, because if your wife's not into it, it's family first, then you're not doing this job. I said, yes, sir. He sat down. His wife took the time on a Saturday to come down and talk to me and my wife, explain the service. After that, my wife was sold. She had the buy-in on it. Coach put me around some great people. Director Shauna Stark Allen, who sat down and explained to me the service, and if I follow Coach's system, I'll be a director. And then Antoine Lane, just graduated from high school. This guy has so much passion and focus to help people. He's going to be his own track to be director. Putting around great people, and Coach has just been living proof of you're in business by yourself, for yourself, and not by yourself. He's a great example of that.
Well, Jesse, I appreciate it, man, and congratulations to you. If you could share with the team real quickly, how many recruits direct do you have and how many memberships in the past 45 days since you've been part of this great company?
Oh, I have three associates and eight members, sir.
Wow, that's a big deal, man. Congratulations. If you listen carefully, you can hear a whole bunch of team members on the call clapping for you. And, you know, building the networking side of the house might take a little bit longer, but it's definitely worth it, and you're definitely off to something great. So congratulations again, Jesse. Thanks for being on the team, and Sharice and I look forward to seeing you and your lovely wife, Sally, doing some great things together with us, okay?
Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate all of
you. You bet. You know, team, I'm reading a quote here, and it says that I would recommend building permanent, solid ships, friendships, partnerships, in relationships. If you notice, all three words end with ships. And it says, only by building strong friendships, relationships, and partnerships, only by doing so can you reach the safe shores of long-term success and happiness. Wow. If there's any ship that you're going to be on that's going to take you to the safe shores of peace and prosperity, it needs to be a friendship, relationship, and partnership. Well, as we get close to winding this call down, as I mentioned, it wasn't going to be a long one, because I believe there's success in simplicity. And, you know, the third topic I believe that's really instrumental in building teams and new directs, I just believe it's the journey. You know, Mr. Moore, you know this better than most. Success is not just in the destination. It's in the journey. You know, I believe only a true leader can take people on a journey that they could not take themselves. Think about our great leader and our founder, Mr. Sonsifer. You know, here's a visionary who was taking people on a journey. I know of a person by the name of the late, great Mr. Wilborn Smith. See, he went on that journey. I know of a great leader today, a Mr. Kenneth Moore. He built something great with that leader on that journey. See, here's the fact. I'm sure it's worth the price. Again, just look at Mr. Moore's and his family's success. And again, in my eyes, there's not a better leader in Legal Shield than the Moore family. Listen, Mr. Moore doesn't need the money. You know, I tell people all the time, when you're debt-free and financially independent, the air smells better, the praise is better, the zip code's better, the car ride's better, the food tastes better, everything's better. But see, I know Walt is in the relationship building, and he's built that for many years. Think about Mr. Moore for a second, leaders. You know, every day he sells me the dream of the lifestyle. So we're talking about the journey. See, every day he's coaching me on how to navigate on business matters. Now, the key is I'm listening and I'm learning. I don't know. There might be some leaders on the call who have just stopped listening and learning. I believe in the PAL theory, P-I-L-E. Whoever PAL of money is the biggest, that's who you listen to. See, he's always showed by example how to be a strong family man. You know, and if you know him well, like many of the call do, somehow he always knows when you need a joke of a day. Every other day I get a joke of the day just to lift my spirits, and folks, that's what a true leader does on taking people on the journey. You know, I don't know about you, team. I don't want to be at the top by myself earning $300,000 again. I don't want to be an executive director of Platinum at the top by myself selling. I want to build people. I want to lead people. I want to be more Christ-like and build up men and women in this great company, Legal Shield. Again, by giving them the chance to do something and get paid for it as well. You know, I've learned over years it's far better to enjoy the journey while you pursue the destination. I mean, think about that. It's far better to pursue the journey while you pursue the destination. Take down a couple of these leadership lessons. They just might help you. How about this one? You are the leader. Call the play. Here's another one. Don't ever give up on your people. Here's another one. Keep it simple and keep it fun. You know, Mr. Morton tells us all the time, people just want to know two things. What is it going to do to solve my problems and how much is it going to cost? Heck, throw a joke in there with it as well. I'm sure that'll keep it fun. Here's another leadership lesson. Always tell your personal story. Here's another leadership lesson. Remember, the most powerful words in the English language is, I believe in you. Mr. Moore sent me a plaque one day, not a plaque, but a letter, handwritten letter, and he says, I believe in you, Platinum in 2013. See, that's all we need. We need someone to believe in us. Here's another leadership lesson. It's all about what we can do together. How about this one? You win with your heart, not with your head. See, these are great leadership lessons. And if you just repeat them to your team, I think they'll stick around. How about with this building relationships? You know, we've been hearing about that a lot. Well, I got one for you that might help. To build personal relationships, show people that you really care. How about this one here? Building personal relationships requires unconditional commitment. Oh, that's pretty good. Well, here's the last one I'll share with you. I think the other thing we got to do, Mr. Moore, is we have to become crusaders. You know, crusaders, they die hard in this business. And if you're a crusader about this company and what it stands for and finding this cause that you believe in and you commit to it totally, I think it's a wrap. You know, it might take Streets and I longer to earn $300,000 in Legal Shield than we did at the previous company, but I'll tell you one thing. We're crusaders about this service. We're crusaders about this leader. We're crusaders about this opportunity. So let me throw this out. You know, everybody wants to get there, Mr. Moore. And you know, one of the things I found out, I'm sure you found this out many years ago, getting there is a place we ultimately never really get to. Think about it. You see, there's always another contract level. There's always another income level. There's always another mountain to climb. So as it relates to the journey, why not enjoy the journey and take some people with you? The wealth I know is not in your account or how many cars you have. It's by the love you give to others. It's by leading others. It's by building relationships. Yes, it hurts sometimes. Yes, we're going to get hurt sometimes. Yes, we're going to cry. Yes, someone's not going to perform the way we want to. But we just need to be more Christ-like in that case. It's about giving of yourself and leading and casting a vision of great things to come to others. Like Sri said, remember, people don't quit on bosses, they quit on their friends. So, in closing, and I'll answer any questions, Mr. Moore, you need me to answer, but again, there's some great leaders on the call that can answer that for their team. Let me say this in closing. If we all stay true to the vision of our founder, Mr. Stonecipher, if we all bring new junior associates into the company, if we all take those associates on the journey to director and executive director and platinum, if we all take them on a journey of a lifetime, then we all will experience true wealth. Wealth that our very own nurse and Mr. Moore has experienced today. Mr. Moore, I know it's short, I know it's sweet, but again, there is success in simplicity. God bless you all, team. Good night. Mr. Moore, with that, I'll turn the call back over to you, sir.
Tony, what great information. What a wonderful program you put together. We thank you. We appreciate you so much. As you were speaking, Tony, it reminded me of something about time in the military. There was thousands of us in the field. Rations was running short, and General Jasper Baker was in charge. And Lieutenant Colonel L.D. Davidson said to me, some of the guys were catering to the officers, trying to be sure they got this and they got that. And the colonel stepped up, and he said, Sergeant Moore, he said, be sure the men are fed. I'm an officer. Officers take care of themselves. we take care of the men. You be sure you start the lowest ranking man, and you be sure he's fed first and work the way up, because rank has responsibilities. As a leader of the Moore Success Team, I feel like I have responsibilities to you folks tonight. I love you very much. I pray for you daily. I thank you for everything you do for our family. As Tony was speaking, I thought about my mother that at first didn't buy in, but once she bought in, she was in all the way. She's going to be with Jesus now, but I'm telling you, when she bought in, she'd become a director, even though she's 80-something years of age. And myself and then Randy and I was on how great it was. Cheers. Now, Jeremy, Randy, and I have worked together. You know, for a father, a son, a grandson, all to be working together on the same goal, it's a wonderful feeling. Tony, thank you for all you do. Thank you for Cherise. Thank you for the other speaker. We love you guys. I'll see if Jeremy has anything to say. But you're right. We're partners in the business. We're on a journey together. The journey is the most important part. Shirley and I are talking today. Over half of our married life has been spent with Legal Shield. And I was looking at a little postcard that I found, an old one of my mother's stuff, and it was a postcard I sent to her that cost 4 cents to do. It was July the 7th, 1963. I was in Kingdom, Arizona. My wife, Randy, my older daughter, a dog in a 53 Chevy, and we made it to California, and we had a $20 bill left. The journey was long, the journey was hard, but the family made it together, and my prepaid Legal Shield family, we're making this journey together. I love y'all. I'm going to turn it to Jeremy to end the call. But remember, God, family, Legal Shield. Jeremy, end the call, son.
Wow.
All right. Well, first of all, I just want to say, Tony Cherise, you did a remarkable job. I really hope the folks took really good notes, because you said a great amount of information in a short amount of time. Hopefully we'll have this up on the team website so people can go back and revisit. What a remarkable job, guys, and I think everyone can tell now why you guys are well on your way to platinum. So thank you guys so much for sharing your time with the team tonight.
Thank you, sir.
And to everyone else, I just really want to implore you to get those Performance Club points in so you can be on the beaches with us at the Ritz-Carlton in Jamaica next summer, as well as take advantage of this $100 promotion. You can create a tremendous amount of momentum this month. And for you all that have been in the industry and been in Legal Shield for a period of time, really know that the work you put in these summer months, when it comes fall, when people go back to school and get through vacations and all that, your business will literally explode in the fall. But it all comes... So the work and the effort and the perseverance that you guys do during these summer months. So with that, like Football said, continue to put your God first, family second, and Legal Shield third, and we'll see you all at the top. God bless you all. Have a great rest of your week.